Nazi Germany invades the Netherlands. Before long, Anne felt right at home in the Netherlands. She learned the language, made new friends, and went to a Dutch school near her home. Her father worked hard to get his business off the ground. On 1 September 1939, when Anne was 10 years old, Nazi Germany invaded Poland and Netherlands, and so the Second World War began. The Nazis introduced more and more laws and regulations that made the life of Jews more difficult. For instance, Jews could no longer visit parks, cinemas, or non-Jewish shops. The rule meant that more and more places became off limits to Anne. Her father lost his company, since Jews were no longer allowed to run their own business. All Jewish children, including Anne, had to go to separate Jewish school.
The Nazis took things further. The Jews would have to leave the Netherlands in the spring of 1942. Anne's father had begun furnishing a hideaway in the annex to his business premises. Before long, they were joined by four more people. The hideout was crowded.
Anna's diary. Anne was presented with a diary. During the 2 years in hiding, Anne wrote about events in secret annex, but also about her feelings and thoughts. In addition, she wrote short stories, started on a novel, and copied passages from the books she read in her book of beautiful sentences. Writing helped her pass the time. When the Minister of Education of the Dutch government in England made an appeal on Radio Orange to hold on to war diaries and documents, Anne was inspired to rewrite her individual diaries into one running history, titled Het Archivaris, The Secret Annex. The hiding place is discovered. Anna started rewriting her diary, but before she was done, she and the other people in hiding were discovered and arrested by police officers on 4 August 1944. The police also arrested two of the helpers. To this day, we don't know the reason for the police raid. Despite the raid, part of Anne's writing was preserved. Two other helpers took the documents before the secret annex was emptied by order of the Nazis.
The people from the secret annex were transported to the Auschwitz concentration camp. The train journey took 3 days, during which Anne and over 1,000 people were herded together in cattle cars. There was little food and water and only a barrel for a toilet. Upon arrival at Auschwitz, the Nazis' doctor checked who could and who could not do heavy forced labor. Some 350 people from Annex Transport were immediately taken to the gas chambers and killed. Anne, Margot, and their mother were sent to the women's forced labor camp. Otto ended up in a men's camp. In early November 1944, Annex was put on transport again. She was deported to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp with Margot. In February 1945, they both died owing to heat effects. Margot first and Anne shortly afterwards. Anne's father, Otto, was the only one of the people from the secret annex to survive the war.
Anne's diary became world famous. Anne's writing made a deep impression on Otto. He read that Anne had wanted to become a writer or a journalist and that she had intended to publish her stories about life in the secret annex. Friends convinced Otto to publish the diary, and in June 1947, 3,000 copies of Het Archivaris were printed. People all over the world were introduced to Anne's stories, and in the 1960s, the hiding place became a museum, the Anne Frank Museum. Until his death in 1980, Otto remained closely involved with the Anne Frank House and the museum. He hoped that readers of the diary would become aware of the dangers of discrimination, racism, and hatred of Jews.